Now, over 600 tradespeople have downed tools on the WestConnex project after an important and here we go. After an independent air monitoring report recorded extremely high fungal contamination that was classified as a probable health risk. The airborne fungal concentration registered at 4 times the highest contamination category, and the surface testing recorded more than 5 times what is considered to be extreme contamination. Now, this is insane that people, in my opinion, are working in conditions that are clearly unhealthy. Joining us on the phone now is the Electrical Trades Union Secretary, Justin Page, to find out more. Justin, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Jess.
Now, how did this report become kind of commissioned? Who undertook this report?
Our workers identified mould in some of the areas down in the tunnel after repeated requests of the company. CPB, the principal contractor, they finally conceded to actually have an independent testing done.
And who carried it out, the testing? Do we know?
Not off the top of my head, but it was an independent specialist hygienist testing knob.
How long had workers been making complaints about the conditions?
Over the last couple of weeks, there's concerns about moisture and mould around the areas and a lack of ventilation that's caused it.
And which workers are affected? I guess obviously electricians are affected if the electrical trades union are getting involved.
Yeah, we have about 300 electricians on that job at the moment. And there's about 600 workers all up.
Yeah, wow. What stage are negotiations at the moment?
So after the independent specialist results come back with those high readings, so 5 different areas were tested for surface and also air. And the alarmingly high readings, obviously workers were reluctant to go back to work, so they stayed on the job site. But what we're asking for is that the proper ventilation be put in place and it's safe for workers to go back down.
And at the moment, has there been any movement by the employer on these negotiations?
Not enough in our view. And what also needs to happen is the government needs to get involved. We've repeatedly had safety issues on this job. It's been plagued by cost blowouts, poor planning and horrific safety. We've also had evacuations with gas. There's been a number of issues identified over the length of this project, and the government, it's a $16 billion government-funded job, and they refuse to get involved and take responsibility for it.
What's the sentiment like among people who are working on the project at the moment?
As I said, it continues to happen. These safety concerns continue to happen, and in our view, no one's addressing them properly. Tunnelling's not new. There's safety controls that can be put in place to ensure the workers are safe in doing this work.
Absolutely. Are there any other unions involved, or is it kind of being spearheaded by the ETU at the moment?
Our guys are concerned. As I said, we've got 300, so there's a significant amount of electricians on there. So there are other unions involved. I'm pretty sure the CFMEU and the plumbers and that are involved as well. But as a high amount of our workers, obviously we have a high presence on that job.
Absolutely. Do you know what some of the health risks are of having people working in these conditions?
In terms of breathing in, mould into your lungs and all that, I mean, there's significant health risk with that, hence why, hygienists have rated it probable health risks and extremely high. So we are concerned, yeah.
What's the next step for you and your guys, Justin? Where does this, I guess, how long do we hold out with this?
We'll ensure that, our workers won't be exposed to, health and safety concerns and put their health at risk. We'll keep pursuing the principal contractor, but we, as I said, the government needs to get involved. They're funding this project, and it's been plagued over the life of it with many, many health concerns, safety concerns, gas, mould. It just astounds us that the government doesn't intervene and actually, put proper safety controls in place to ensure the health and safety of workers on that project.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, it's all about the health and safety of workers above anything else, above cost blowouts, time out blowouts. It doesn't matter as long as everyone's safe. Justin, unfortunately, we have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great. Thanks for your time.
That was Electrical Trades Union Secretary Justin Page. They're telling us about the mass walk-off of trades on Sydney's WestConnex tunnel project. That's due to concerns over mould. As we heard, there's already been safety concerns of kind of other kinds throughout the project, according to Justin. So this is, yeah, another thing for people to worry about. I always worry, especially tradespeople, they put themselves in such often really dangerous situations. So we need to keep them safe, especially in conditions like this. We will keep an eye on this story as it unfolds.